Roberta Urkel, please? Thank you. Roberta! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mom. Happy birthday. What? It's me, Steve. Steve Urkel. Your son. Yes, yes, it has been a long time. Yeah, I'm having a bad connection, too. Well, it seems that... Hello?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, 3J. How's it going?
Fine. Hey, man, what got y'all jockeys in a bunch?
My mom's in Russia, and I miss her a lot.
What's that?
One of my baby pictures.
Dang, man, you had a big old head.
My mother had just dropped me, and the swelling hadn't gone down yet.
Sounds kind of cold to me.
That's my mama.
At least you know who your mom is.
So early from hockey practice?
I don't feel like playing.
Something wrong? Come on, you can talk to us, son.
But I just said, I'm not your son. I'm nobody's son.
Well, what brought this on?
Well, I've been thinking about my mom. I want to know where she is so I can have a real family.
3J, you do have a real family. Us. And we love you very much.
I love you guys, too. But we're not related. I'm just your foster kid. I want to know what happened to my mom. I always feel like something's missing.
Oh, honey.
Will you guys help me look for my mom?
Well, 3J...
Mr. W, you're a police captain. I'm sure you know lots of people. I bet you can find someone who knows where my mom is.
Of course we'll help you, 3J.
I can't promise anything, 3J. You know, Chicago's a pretty big city. But I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Mr. W. You're the best.
Okay. Harriet, I'm not so sure that this is a good idea.
Carl, 3J is just a little boy. If he feels this abandoned now, how's he gonna feel when he grows up?
What if we find his mother? What if she wants him back?
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Scary one.
Yeah, but the bottom line is we have to do what's best for 3J.
Yeah. All right. Who's the king of Jordan?
I don't know, Michael.
No, Hussein.
Well, what team is he on?
Hi, Laura.
How's my dear, sweet future sister-in-law doing?
I'm fine, Myrtle. What are you doing in town?
Girl, I'm here on a mission of mercy. I am determined to save my beloved Edward from the clutches of that witch Goretta. It's time to drop that skeezer and experience the love of a real woman.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Lizard Lips.
But you're out of luck. See, Eddie only dates air-breathing mammals.
Oh, it's you. Does your mother know you're entertaining wildebeest in the living room?
Now, ladies, let's be civilized. Come on, say something nice to each other.
Myrtle, that is a very pretty outfit.
Thank you.
That shade of yellow matches your teeth perfectly.
I see you've managed to lose some weight. You're nothing but skin and cellulite.
Well, I'd rather look like this than a street-walking chicken.
Who's calling a chicken, Clucky?
What?
Control.
This ridiculous fighting has been going on for far too long.
Well, we wouldn't have a problem if she would just stay in her cage.
Look who's talking. The creature from the ugly lagoon.
Girl! I'm gonna pull out my weed. It's too bad you two aren't guys.
Well, I do have my doubts about this one over here.
What are you getting at, Laura?
Oh, put that hand down.
Well, when two guys have a problem, they duke it out and it's over with.
You're right. Right here, right now, right across.
In a boxing ring.
A duel of fisticuffs. I'd like nothing more than to go Evander Holyfield on this heifer.
Well, you are on, gruesome.
Fine. And if I win, I get to go out on a date with Eddie, and you have to drive the limo. And I'll even leave the privacy screen down, so you can see how a woman is really supposed to treat her means.
All right. And if I win, you have to haul your heinous hiney back to Biloxi. For good.
All right, then it's settled. Saturday, you guys will duke it out. And may the best girl win.
Don't worry, I will.
Hey, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Well, guess who I talked to during lunch today?
Who?
3J's mother.
You're kidding.
Well, it wasn't easy, but I finally managed to track her down, yeah.
Well, come on, tell me, what happened? What did she say? What'd she like?
Well, we talked for over an hour. She wanted to know all about 3J, of course.
Why in the world did she give him up?
Well, she said that she was 16 when she got pregnant. So she had to drop out of school, no job, and even worse, she had a drug problem.
Oh, no. What about the father?
Well, he bailed, so...
So she gave 3J up for adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's her situation now?
Well, she said it's still tough, but she's trying. She's in a rehab program, so she's trying to get a life together. She says it's a struggle, but she's still in no position to take care of 3J.
I hope 3J understands when she tells him.
Well, actually, Harriet, 3J's mother feels it would be best that he didn't know who she is.
Oh, Carl, he's going to be so disappointed. How do we tell him that his own mother doesn't even want to meet him?
I don't know, Harriet. I mean, I can't lie to him.
Even when the truth is this painful? What are we gonna do?
I don't know, Harriet. Just don't know.
You don't have to fight Myrtle for me.
Yes, I do. When I whoop her bony butt, you'll be out of our lives forever. Myrtle!
Hey, Greta. Looking good, girl. You ready for Myrtle?
Kidding. I'm gonna grind her grits.
$5 says that Greta beats that prissy Myrtle up in 5 rounds.
You're on, because when it comes to fighting, I put my money on ugly.
Introducing in the yellow trunks, the goddess from Chicago, the Windy City Wonder, the peach with a punch, Greta McClure. And in the pink trunks, the Biloxi Bomber, the Magnolia Mauler, the skirt with a hurt, this verbal name, Urkel! The referee for this afternoon's match is my cousin Ralph.
All right, I want a good clean fight break. When I tell you, no holding, no biting, no choking, no kicking, no stomping, no hair pulling. In the event of a knockdown, go to a neutral corner and stay there till I tell you. Any questions? No good fight.
Girl. But here's a little fashion tip. With hips that wide, stay away from bright colors.
One, two,
pay up. Pay up. She's on a butt.
I hope she didn't hurt herself.
Get up, Myrtle. Get up.
9.
Oh, I'm pleased. You twisted my Wonder Bra.
Oh, it's a Wonder Bra, all right. It's wondering what it's doing there.
Eddie, don't do that now. Do that later. Come on.
Oh, that is.
Baby, pay up.
Not so fast.
Six.
Look.
7.
8, 9.
Had enough, Pussy?
I'm just getting warmed up, Heifer.
Oh, come on.
All right, now, look at you, Greta. I want you to work your jab. All right, put together some combinations, baby. Take your time, all right? Now, come across with the right hand and keep your guard up.
Don't sweat so much. It's making your mascara run. And keep your guard up, because every time she hits you, it smears your rouge.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm not a magician. I can only do so much.
Hey, Hanson, how was your cake?
I'm not sure. I need another piece before I can really give you an honest answer.
Cute, 3J, but I think you've had enough.
Okay, Mr. W. Lunch is over. You can give me the bad news now.
What are you talking about?
Well, whenever you got bad news, you feed me real good. Like that time you let me have 3 milkshakes, then told me my tonsils had to come out. Now today, you let me have pancakes and chocolate cake. So it's gotta be awful news.
Well, 3J, I do have some bad news for you. But I got some pretty good news, too.
Is it bad news about my mom?
Yes. You see, 3J, Harriet and I have given this situation a great deal of thought. And we feel that it would be best to wait until you're older before we look for your mom.
Why?
Well, 3J, this kind of thing grown-ups have a hard time dealing with. You're only 9 years old. But if you wait until you're a little older, I promise you that we will look for your mom together. Okay?
Okay. What's the good news?
Well, 3J, you have been living with us for over a year now. And, well, we consider you family. And if it's okay with you, we'd like to make it official.
Official?
Mm-hmm. Harriet and I would like to adopt you.
You want to adopt me?
Very much.
Aw, shucks.
Okay. So I tell you what. Why don't you go score us a couple of gumballs while I settle our bill, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No. I mean, thank you for... for letting me see my son.
He's pretty special, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's lucky to have a family that loves him.
Ah. We're the lucky ones.
I got the gumballs, and I got you the red one. Because I know it's your favorite color. Dad.
Thank you, son.
Bye-bye.
Bye.